Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a photographer whose lens has captured the essence of India's most pivotal moments, from the refugee crisis of the Bangladesh Liberation War to the devastating Bhopal gas tragedy, and you're thinking of Raghu Rai, a name that has become synonymous with the power of photojournalism. Raghu Rai, India's most celebrated photojournalist, has passed away at the age of 83, leaving behind an unparalleled legacy of over 50,000 images and 56 photography books that form an unmatched visual history of the Indian subcontinent. But why does this matter? It matters because Raghu Rai was not just any photographer. He was the first Indian to join Magnum Photos, the world's most prestigious photographic cooperative, in 1977. What makes this significant is that Magnum Photos is founded on the principles of humanistic, long-form documentary photography that bears witness to history, and membership is by election from existing members, making it one of the most selective processes in the arts world. First, let's delve into the world of Magnum Photos, founded in 1947 by Henri Cartier-Bresson, Robert Capa, David Seymour, and George Roger. When Cartier-Bresson nominated Raghu Rai in 1977, it was an extraordinary recognition, as Rai became the first and, for many years, the only Indian member of this elite group. Magnum's mission is centered around humanistic, long-form documentary photography, and Raghu Rai's work embodies this spirit. Now, let us turn to Raghu Rai's major photographic works. His images of the Bangladesh Liberation War in 1971, which saw 10 million people displaced and 3 million killed, constitute some of the most powerful documentation of the 20th century's largest refugee movement. His photographs helped build international awareness of the genocide in then East Pakistan. Building on this, during Indira Gandhi's emergency from 1975 to 1977, when press censorship was severe, Raghu Rai employed symbolic imagery, taking photographs that appeared innocuous to censors but carried deeper meaning, to document the suppression. His emergency-era work is studied in journalism schools globally. Crucially, Raghu Rai's lens also captured the aftermath of the Bhopal gas tragedy in 1984, which is considered the world's worst industrial accident, with methyl isocyanate gas from the Union Carbide plant killing 3,787 people officially, though estimates suggest up to 16,000 deaths. His image of a dead child in the arms of its father, with blind eyes open, is considered among the most powerful photographs in the history of journalism. And here is something that surprises many students: Raghu Rai's portraits of icons like Indira Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Dalai Lama, and M.F. Hussain are canonical, combining intimacy with historical weight that few photographers achieve. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of Raghu Rai's work. His legacy is not just about the images he captured but about the stories he told through them, stories that are part of India's visual history. Remember this number, over 50,000 images and 56 photography books that he left behind. Note this carefully, Raghu Rai's work is a testament to the power of photojournalism in capturing and influencing public perception of historical events. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Raghu Rai was the first Indian to join Magnum Photos in 1977. The Magnum Photos Cooperative was founded in 1947 by Henri Cartier-Bresson, Robert Capa, David Seymour, and George Roger. The Bangladesh Liberation War resulted in 10 million displaced and 3 million killed. The Bhopal gas tragedy is considered the world's worst industrial accident, with official figures stating 3,787 deaths, though estimates go up to 16,000. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For your mains examination, keywords like Raghu Rai, photojournalism, Magnum Photos, Henri Cartier-Bresson, Bangladesh Liberation War, emergency photography, Bhopal Gas Tragedy, Visual History, and Padma Shri will be crucial. This is a favorite prelims fact. Raghu Rai's contributions to photojournalism have been recognized with numerous awards, including the Padma Shri. In conclusion, Raghu Rai's passing marks the end of an era, but his photographs continue to tell the story of India's journey, serving as a powerful reminder of the role photojournalism plays in witnessing and shaping history. His legacy will continue to inspire generations of photographers and journalists, keeping the spirit of documentary photography alive.